The next patient is Ms. Carolyn Olsen. The last name is O-L-S-E-N. Carolyn is the first name, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the CKD that has been deteriorating progressively, period. The progression of the deterioration is most likely associated to the presence of cardiorenal syndrome. The patient has atrial fibrillation that has been with fast ventricular response and has been difficult to control. Initially was given amiodarone. The dose of the amiodarone was decreased today to 200 milligrams daily by Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E, period. In view of the difficulty controlling the rate, 180 milligrams of Diltiazem have been ordered by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, and she's supposed to have an appointment with the electrophysiologist, Dr. Friedman, F-R-I-D-M-A-N, in Manatee Memorial Hospital for ablation consideration, period. This patient has a history of a TAVR, coronary artery disease, and a status post-CABG, period. There is not the evidence of significant proteinuria, period. We know that this patient has bilateral cortical thinning in both kidneys and multiple cysts, period. She has shown a deterioration of the kidney function, and today she comes with a clinical picture of shortness of breath. She says that last night she had a rough time getting comfortable. However, to the physical examination today, we noticed that there was very minimal wheezing, especially in the left lung. She has a history of COPD as well. There is not overt congestive heart failure. The O2 saturation in the office today was 99%, period. The deterioration of the kidney function with a creatinine of 1.7, a BUN of 35, and an estimated EFR of 28 mLs per minute is most likely related to cardiorenal syndrome. Period. This cardiorenal syndrome has been progressive, especially in the presence of the atrial fibrillation with very fast ventricular response, period. The recommendation that we gave the patient is to continue with the low sodium diet and the fluid restriction until this cardiovascular situation gets clarified, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Today, blood pressure is 127 over 86. Following number, the patient has a history of systemic lupus erythematosus, taking hydrochloroquine, and the patient is followed by the rheumatologist, Dr. Torres. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, B12 deficiency that is supplemented. We are going to give an appointment in a month with a laboratory workup.